Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for this opportunity you are given to us to share your word with your people. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, as this word is released to the heart of men, I pray that, Lord, it will prosper their lives. And I pray that, Father, it will produce good spiritual effect upon them. Lord, let this word germinate and bear fruit in their lives in the name of Jesus. As people will accept this word, it will make their life better in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you the glory. At the end, Father, we thank you because we shall give you all glory, honor, adoration, and majesty. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air. We want to thank God for, you know, how the Lord is blessing you and I through this program. I want to thank God because of your inquiries. Thank God for your testimonies. And thank God because God is ever good to us. Hallelujah. And I want you to help me to call somebody and your friends, your loved ones, that Church on Air is on right now, or help me to fool somebody that they should tune to this channel, so for all of us to be blessed together. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this morning, by the grace of God, we are going to start a new topic that says, overcoming the spirit of fear. Overcoming the spirit of fear. Fear is of the devil. Fear is not of God. Fear comes to erode faith. Where there is fear, faith cannot be in operation. And where there is fear, a man cannot receive from God. Don't forget that, you know, Bible says, you know, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse number 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
So you discover that fear is not from God. Fear is the weapon of the devil. You know, fear reduces your faith. Fear will never allow faith to work in your life. Can you see now? You know, where there is fear, you can't receive healing. Where there is fear, you can't receive breakthrough. Where there is fear, you know, in fact, fear makes the pathway of faith to be slippery. Can you see now? So fear is one of the weapons of the devil, and that is why you must not, you know, allow fear into you. The one of the ways, you know, to hinder fear from operating your life is, you know, to allow the word of God in your heart, to look unto Jesus in every situation of your life, because Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. So God has not given us the spirit of fear. You know, but instead he gave us three powerful weapons to neutralize, to destroy fear in our life. He said he has given us the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. So a heart without fear is a heart of sound mind, is a heart of power. Can you see now? So you must never entertain, never allow fear in your life. Fear of what? Fear of tomorrow. Fear of will I make it? Fear of will this sickness not kill you? Fear of, you know, academic fear. Can you see now? Financial fear. Fear of, you know, your business. Fear of this and that. That is why you must trust in God. You must never allow the spirit of fear in your life. Are you following me now? You know, that's why when you look at the life of Job. Let's open our Bible to Job as you are there this morning. Job chapter 3. Now, let us read verse 25. Job 3, 25 years.
For the things which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me.
Wow. Can you see? Job said the things he greatly feared is come unto him. Despite, you know, his money. Bible says he was a great man. Bible says he was a perfect and upright man. Bible says he was the one that feared God and eschewed evil. But altogether, he still had this negative fear, you know, making sacrifice for his children because he was fearful. That's why some people, they pray under fear. Do you understand now? So you must not allow fear in your life. Job, what if fear came at last? So what you fear automatically becomes your master. Anything you fear will rule you. You know, anything you fear will dictate, you know, ways for you. That is why you must not allow this spirit to come upon you, to direct you. Every fear you have right now is over in the name of Jesus Christ. You must behave like people that know the Lord. When you know the Lord, you'll be strong in faith. When you know the Lord, fear should not come upon you. When you know the Lord, you know, you will know that you know, Jesus strengthens by your life. And you know what now? When you have Jesus, fear is modified. Look at what David said. You know, because by the word you say, we show who you are. In the book of Psalm, in Psalm 27, verse number 1. Psalm 27, verse 1.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Wow. Can you see now? You know, if you have come to know God, you know, you will never entertain fear. Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light. No, fear is of darkness, you know, and faith is of light. And David now said, you know, the Lord is my light. You know, is my salvation. He said, whom shall I fear? Whom? Can you see? When you have known the Lord, you will stand. When you have known the Lord, nothing will shake you. You will be, you know, like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. Fear must not move you again. You must know that when you are born again, you overcame fear. You know, fear, you know, must not have a way in you again. Now, David said, you know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom? Or let me say, what should I fear? Nothing again. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of whom? Of whom shall I? Of whom shall I be afraid? When you look at verse 2, it says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my forces came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Can you see? You see, you must have this at the back of your mind, that any wickedness that is arising against you will stumble and will fall. Why? Because you have God. Because God is in you. Now, let me say, I will tell you this one very soon, that the reason why you must not fear is because God is in you, God is with you, and God is for you. I will say, mention it again in the course of this discussion, that, you know, God is with me. You know, God is for you, and God is in you. So, you know, David said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my forces came upon me to eat up my flesh, that one looks like cancer, because cancer eats up flesh. Can you see that? So he said, even no matter my situation, no matter what I'm passing through, no matter my dilemma in life, no matter the delay, no matter the hindrance in life, I will not fear. You see, no matter what I see, I will not fear. You know, it's like David. When David saw Goliath, Goliath was a threat to the whole army of what? Of Israel. But when David saw Goliath, he said, I will not fear this. He refused to fear it. You know the reason? Because he compared Goliath with God. He discovered that God is bigger, greater, mightier than Goliath. Now, every Goliath of your life, you are able to conquer them. Every problem in your life, you are able, because Bible says greater is he that's in you. You are not the one that will conquer them. It is God in you that will deliver you. No wonder David now was able to face Goliath. You know, the king said, no, you can't fight this man. The king said, no, you can't. It's not possible. This man has been fighting from the youth, and you are just a youth. Can you see now? But David said, so what you need is credential. I will show it to you. He said, I was keeping my father's sheep. Lion came, bear came, and I what? And I killed them. Can you see? And the king said, what? You killed them? And, you know, David went in the power of God, in the name of God, to beat Goliath. Hear me. Every problem in your life, they have ear, they have eyes, they have hand, they have leg. When you speak to them, you will truncate them. When you speak to them, you know, like David went in the name of the Lord, you know, to Goliath. You too, go in the name of the Lord against every problem of your life, and you surely overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. He said in verse 3 of that Psalm 23, yes.
Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident.
Let there be a host, the gathering of wickedness, the gathering of wizard and wizard. You know, let there be an enemy. Let them be very many. I don't know how many problems you are going through right now. I don't know how many people encamp against you to destroy your life. But have your faith in Christ. I don't know what you are passing right now. Probably you are having multiple sickness in your body. And you are saying, the next thing is now death. You hear me? When there is no fear in you, you overcome it. The man told me, gave me testimony. He said, you know, when he was in the hospital, the person on the right hand died. The other man on the left hand died. But he had the faith. He said, me, I will not die, but I will live to declare the works of God. You know what, man? He came out of the hospital successfully. He didn't die. It depends on what you are saying. What you are saying shows either you are a man of fear or you are a man of faith. You know, so don't allow what you say to control you. You know, David said, though an host will encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Let the enemy surround me. You know what he said? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? He said, for thou art with me. Look, God is with you. God is with you. You will end up this year successfully. Don't be afraid. No matter what is happening in the nation Nigeria, in your family, in your surroundings, in no matter what you are passing through, no matter what is happening to you right now, you will surely prevail. You will surely prevail. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe this word and then you will live. You know, he said, no war shall rise against me. Let there be war. He said, in this will I be confident. I have confidence. You know, confidence in time of trouble. Why should people like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego have confidence in the time of trouble? Why should Daniel have confidence in the time of trouble? Just because God is with them. I'll see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus. Today we are teaching on overcoming the spirit of fear, you know, in our lives. And we are sharing together that once God is with you, you can surely overcome every fear. Now let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 41. Isaiah 41. Now let's start to read from verse number 13. Yes.
For I, the Lord thy God, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Let's start from verse 10. Yes.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Wow. Let's stop there first of all. Say, fear thou not. God is telling you this one. Say, fear thou not. You know, God is giving you assurance. You know, why? He said, I am with thee. Kai. No, God is with thee. That's why you must not fear. You know, the presence of God drives away fear. Can you see that? God said, fear thou not. I am speaking to somebody there this morning. You know, fear not again. Why? Because God is taking away every fear in your life. Fear thou not. Eh? Look at Psalm 53 verse 5. You know, Psalm 53 verse 5. You must never fear again. Yeah?
There were days in great fear.
There were days in great fear.
Where no fear was.
It's okay. Where there is no fear. Can you see? Even some people, they are fearing where there is no fear. The devil just manipulated to be fearful. You know, fearful in the night. You know, fearful, you know, in journey. When they are going on a journey, they are afraid. When it is the night hour, it is so dark, they are afraid. This, you must overcome this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, now let's go again. Say, fear thou not, for I am with thee. He said, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Wow. And God has said, I will strengthen thee. I'm going to give you strength. Strength to overcome this problem. Strength, you know, to prevail in this sickness. Strength to become, you know, a winner. I am going to strengthen you. He said, I will strengthen thee. Say, yeah, I will help thee. I know you need help. Help is coming your way. I know you need help. You know, help is coming your way. Every type of help you need, financial help, monetary help, you know, business help, you know, academic help, any help at all you need is coming to you this morning as you put away your fear. As you put your trust in God, there is help for you. As you put your trust in God, God is coming your way this morning. Hallelujah. Now, he now says, I will help thee. As many of you that you need help this morning, receive help from God in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Say, my help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Your help is from above and not abroad. Don't make man, you know, your help. The Bible says, woe to him that depends on the arm of flesh. You know, let God help you. You see, God is interested to help you. The problem is that you are never giving him a chance. You know, the problem is that you are never prayed. The problem is that you are going from friend to friend. You never consult God. And God is your chief consultant. You know, consult God through his word. When you are fearful, open your Bible and the word of God will speak to your heart. Hallelujah. Now, what am I telling you this morning? God said, I will help thee. And what? He said, yea, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. The right hand of God is a hand of power. You know, the right hand of God is a hand of power. He said, I will uphold thee. This year, God will uphold you. Among those people that will cross over from this 2020 to 2021, you are one of them. You know, I cancel your obituary. Everything the devil is saying concerning you, I destroy. Everything that have been, you know, calculated over your life, over your children, things that you are seeing right now in your dream, the negative dreams, things that the devil is showing you that will happen to you, it will not happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything you see, every news you hear, every word that you hear, everything you see, anyhow, I decree as from now, they will not make you to be afraid. Why? God said, I will uphold you. You know, I want you to believe the word of God. Well, when you believe the word of God, the word with you. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, you know, I'm talking about this, the word uphold. You know, chapter 1 in verse 3, a woman came to the ministry, you know, she was pregnant, and she told me she has lost many pregnancies before, up to 4. You know, and we release this word, I want to read now to you, and God uphold that pregnancy. Yes, Hebrews 1 3.
Who being the brightness of his glory,
that's Jesus,
and the express image of his person,
that's Jesus,
and upholding all things by the word of his power.
It's okay there. He upholds all things. How many things? All things. God wants to uphold all things in your life, including that pregnancy. Probably you have been having, you know, problem with your pregnancy, always dropping, coming down, having abortion. It has come to an end. Can you see? Probably, you know, a lot of things, you know, that you need to move forward in your life, but you are going back. God will uphold you. Every miracle that God has done in your life, God has the power to uphold it because it's the one that did it for you. So, don't be fearful. Don't. Now, God said, I will uphold thee. With what? With my right hand of righteousness. Isaiah 41:11.
Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish.
All the powers fighting you, they will perish. I want you to believe this. All the powers fighting you, God said, they shall perish. They shall be as nothing. That's how David looked at Goliath. Nothing. That's how Mordecai looked at Haman. Nothing. He said, you're a man, you're not God. You want to kill all the Jews? No way. What is threatening your life? What power want to kill you? God said, all those powers shall be ashamed.
Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught.
You will look for your enemies, they are no more there. God is clearing them. You will look at your enemies, you won't find them. Look, the enemy you see today, Moses said, you will not see them again. He said, in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 13, you know, he said, fear not. Because the first message is fear not. Yes.
And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not.
Fear ye not.
Stand still.
Stand still.
And see the salvation of the Lord.
See the salvation of the Lord.
Which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today.
The Egyptians, the enemy you see today.
Ye shall see them again no more forever.
The problem you see today in your life. The problem you see in your family. The problem you see in your business. The problem you see in your body. You will not see them again. No, Moses encouraged the children of Israel, don't fear, stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Because this Egyptian you see today, he said, you will not see them again. I prophesy to you that every problem tormenting your life, every problem that is reducing you, every problem that is making you to cry all this night, you will not see them again. You will not see them again. I say, you will not see them again in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, verse 13 now.
For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
God said, I'm going to help you. And when God helps you, you are blessed. When your help is coming directly from God, you don't need to worry. The problem is this. You are full of worry. Worry as brother and sister. They call it fear, doubt, worries. Eh? So you do need to worry again. The problem is that you are full of worry because you don't know that God is fighting for you. God is fighting for you. So you don't need to be worried. You don't. Just put your faith in love because this God cares for you. You know, this God wants to fight for your battle for you as he fought for David. He cares for you. You don't know this one. I'm telling you this morning that the one that cares for you in life is God. Not even your parents. Your parents are limited, but God is unlimited. You know, God cares for you. You see that in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, in verse 7. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7, yes.
Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
You must cast all your cares. One of the things that will not make you to fear is that you must cast your cares upon God. Stop casting your cares upon people. God cares for you. Bible says, casting all, not one, not two, all your cares. Now, any cares you don't cast to God becomes a problem. You should not have a problem with cares. I have cares to pay the workers in the ministry, cares to pay, I know, for this, cares to pay for that. These are cares, you know, but I will cast them unto the Lord. Anything you cast to the Lord is no more in your hand. You know, it's no more in your hand. So it is not in the hands of God to help you. So, you know, I'm casting all my cares in this life to God. You know, so God is now the one that is helping me. You know, if you fail to cast your cares upon the Lord, you will be suppressed by the mountains of problem that will subdue you. May this not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Casting your cares upon him. Why? He careth for you. In Psalm 56. Let's see Psalm 56, verse number 3. Psalm 56, verse number 3, yes.
What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee.
In any time. Can you see? So, another thing why you must not fear is because you must trust in the Lord. Anyone that does not trust in God will be afraid. Just like my aunt. When we are going for Christmas journey to our hometown, my sister has only two children. You put one in one bus, you put another one in another bus, saying that in case this bus has accident and they die, this one will not die. Can you see the degree of fear? Fear is holding up to his heart. And Bible is saying that, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord. When any time fear will come, I will challenge fear with trust in the Lord. Everyone that put their trust in the Lord should not fear again. So when fear arises, you know, let trust be in operation. When fear knocks your door, somebody said, let faith open the door. Anytime that fear is knocking your door, let faith open it. So he said, at what time I'm afraid, I trust in thee. So anytime you're afraid, just declare the word of God. Declare his word. Declare what God said concerning you, and it shall be well with you. I will continue this topic next week at the grace of God. I am sure you are blessed this morning, and you want to hear the subsequent broadcast of this. Please keep in shape, and God bless you. Till I see you next week, God be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send them reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books and various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.